Can I get your name and position again?
Paul Eggety. I'm the director of the Bureau of Consumer Affairs at the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions.
Now that we're coming up to the holidays and people are going to be maxing out their credit cards, it's probably a good time to take a look at what exactly happens when you may have too many debts piling up and what debt collectors are allowed to do. We had a story earlier this year about abusive debt collectors making unreasonable calls to people. Why don't you explain a little bit about what they are allowed to do?
Debt collectors are allowed to contact you by phone, internet, mail, any way possible. However, there are certain practices that they are not allowed to do while they are making those communications to you. And they generally fall in the category of harassment. And some, to be more specific, they cannot call earlier than 8 a.m. or later than 9 p.m. They cannot swear at you. They cannot tell you something that's not true. They cannot threaten criminal prosecution, because that would be something that's not possible, so that'd be something untrue. Those types of things. They cannot communicate or disclose your debts to a third party that does not have a legitimate business need to know the information. For instance, they can't call your relative or your neighbor and tell them, did you know that your neighbor is a deadbeat, for something like this. Doing something like that would be against the law.
In the past, we have seen a number of cases where abusive calls have been going out. I'm thinking most specifically of the big FTC violation this year with the company down in Texas. How many complaints has DFI gotten this year about debt collection?
Complaints against collection agencies are our number one source of complaints year after year. This year so far, and we're almost at the end of 2013, but we have approximately 300 complaints against what I would call legitimate collection agencies, and then we have roughly at least 100 against what we call fake debt collectors. These are just scammers pretending to be a legitimate collection agency that are trying to collect a debt that they have no right to collect. So there's no other type of industry or business out there that generates more complaints than collection agencies.
All right. Yesterday we got a report from DatCap about a group that's robocalling people over debt collection. I'm going to play you a recording that these people are leaving on answering machines, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
This message is for Samuel J. Benke. In reference to a complaint that has been filed against you, you have 4 hours to contact us at 330-205-7460. You have been named as a respondent and may have to appear in court. The order to show cause contains a restraining order. It is imperative that you or your attorney contact us immediately. Failure to do so may result in contacting your employer to verify your employment to pursue a remedy against your wages. If you wish to stop this action, press 9 to speak with a litigator, or contact us at 330-205-7460. 7460.
On its face, the message that they're leaving already seems to be fishy in general. What's wrong with it, and what suggestions do you have at this point?
I would say that most likely it is a fake debt collector, and everything they said is untrue. Now, if it was true that they initiate a lawsuit against the person that they're calling, and then they call you and say, we've initiated legal action against you, like what they're implying in that phone conversation, that itself would not be illegal to point that out to the consumer. But in this case, I'm sure that no legal action has been initiated. So for them to imply that legal action has started in that phone conversation, that would be a violation of a law, because it's just simply not true. They're trying to scare the consumer.
One of the other things that comes up in that audio piece is that there's no identification of who the party is. Is that something that they're allowed to do?
Yes, but they have to be careful that they don't disclose the nature of the call to a third party. It's dangerous for collectors, even legitimate collectors, to leave a message like that, a voice message, and indicate who they are. Because if somebody hears that recording, like a babysitter, they've now disclosed the nature of the call to the babysitter, and that itself would be illegal. For instance, if they made a call saying, "This is Sam Smith, and I want you to call me," and that caller is a debt collector, that would be a legal call. They don't have to identify themselves in that message. Once, however, the debtor calls back, they do need to identify themselves, however.
One of the other things we're hearing in that call is that the scammer is threatening to call your employer and report you on legal charges, which sounds a lot like a stick trying to beat the caller into actually responding to the message.
Right. Again, that they're trying to intimidate the consumer. The consumer doesn't want to be embarrassed by having their employer know that they have a debt, that kind of thing. So, yes, that's just one more intimidation feature of the call.
If people are getting harassing calls about debts, who do they get in contact with?
We would suggest that the person contact, file a complaint on a website, which is www.ic3.gov. And that's a website that's run by the FBI in conjunction with the National White Collar Crime Center. And you would file a complaint on that website, and they would have the resources to track down these fake collectors. Another good place to turn to and file a complaint would be the Federal Trade Commission at their website, which is www.ftc.gov. You could also file a complaint with our department, the Department of Financial Institutions. But when it comes to the fake collectors, we just don't have the resources that these federal agencies have to track down these scam collectors. It's very difficult to track them down. Many times the leads go across national borders, and for the state agency just doesn't have the resources to try and track those down.
And again, we're looking at an outfit that's making mostly anonymous phone calls on the pure off chance that somebody responds and they get money out of it.
Correct. Many of the people that they're calling probably don't even have an outstanding debt. And there have been cases where people probably didn't have an outstanding debt, but they were intimidated so badly or harassed so badly that they paid money to these people just to get them off their backs. More likely, however, is that they make enough of these calls where just by chance they do reach someone that probably took out many payday loans. Generally, these are related to payday loans, and some of them might have been paid back and some weren't, and the consumer kind of lost track of who they still owed a debt to, and they get a call like this and they automatically assume, well, this must be the collector for that one payday loan that I never paid back, and mistakenly sends out the money to someone that really has no business to collect that debt.
What tips do you have for people who are getting contacted by debt collectors? What is the process they should be going through?
What I would suggest is that legitimate debt collectors are required to send you something in writing if you request a verification of the debt that they claim you owe, and they will be happy to send that to you. In fact, even before you dispute the debt, they're required to send you a written notice saying, we're collecting this debt, the original creditor was so-and-so, and if for some reason you don't believe this is a valid debt, you have 30 days to dispute that debt. And legitimate collectors will send that to you, and if you don't believe it's a valid debt, make sure you dispute that in writing to protect your rights. The problem is with these fake collectors, like most likely the one that made that call we just listened to, they won't ever even send you that initial written notice, the 30-day validation notice it's called. And so if you don't get that written notice from them, there's a very, very high chance, probably 99% chance, that you're dealing with a fake collector, and you should not respond to them. Just ignore them, and they will hopefully go away.
Has there been any luck arresting anybody on these phony debt collection schemes?
There, a number of these places have been tracked down and prosecuted, and people have gone to jail for doing this type of thing. You might have recalled that there was a real big ring that was operating out of the country of India, and there was a guy there that was purchasing lists of people that applied for payday loans. There were payday loan stores that were illegally selling this information to this person in India, and then this person in India was using these lists to direct these illegitimate fake collection calls to. And they were eventually prosecuted after collecting millions of dollars from consumers. They eventually did go to jail. So make sure to file a complaint if you encounter any of these type of calls.